Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want to talk about. We want to hear that you're kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. We all are a little bit.
You can have a short-term fight or a long-term fight. You can be holding a grudge or you've already solved it. But we want you to have a fight with something that's not human.
Okay.
Like in Office Space, they're so mad at the copier.
Oh, yeah.
And they eventually take it out into the field and beat it to death.
Oh, right, right, right. Mm-hmm. I remember that scene where they just beat it in the field.
Over some rap song. I don't remember what it was.
I can't say it. It's got a curse word in it.
Oh.
But it's by the Ghetto Boys. I'll say that much.
Okay. Perfect. So that's what we want. Like, you've got this irrational fight. Mm. It's not a rational thing you're doing. You know it's stupid to be angry at blank, but you still are. Now, the reason this came up to me is I saw a story today where a town in Pennsylvania has attempted a Guinness World Record for the largest, please grab Aaron's arms, for the largest Macarena dance.
Hold me back.
Aaron, relax.
Aaron has an irrational fight with the Macarena.
I have not done it in, how long has it been? At least 10 years. I think it's been that long.
You're like,
not doing it.
If the Macarena walks by you, you're like, eh. You guys give the head nod and you're like, eh. You're like, let's
see you.
Bring it. I see you. And those of you listening who don't know might be thinking, is Aaron insane? How can you be mad at a dance? It's just a dance. It brings us together. It's, yeah. Why are you in an irrational fight with the Macarena?
Well, about 10 years ago, I was doing said Macarena, having a blast. It was with a group of people, vibing, no alcohol involved. And the Macarena decided, you're done. And I fell and I broke my leg.
Ooh. Why aren't you mad at your leg? Is it really the Macarena?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The jumping and the, how many degrees is that to the one?
90? It's like a slight turn. I would be more mad at your leg.
Yeah, but it's hard to be in an irrational fight with part of you.
Haven't done it since.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That to me is a great.
He's a real party pooper at those birthday parties.
Or like, can you do the hokey poke? Are you mad at all dances?
No.
Not all the organized dances, but like, okay, I get it. I have a weird fight with the cotton ball at the top of medicine.
And
I love the fact that so many medicines have moved past it to the silica gel packs.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I could have severed a leg whilst doing the electric slide and it'd be in dire need of like ibuprofen. And if I pop that bad boy and I'm the first one in and it's not a silica gel and there's
cotton,
I'd rather bleed out. I'd rather be in pain. I won't do it because it gives me the heebs in a place that I can't.
It's a different type of cotton too, because like the cotton balls that are used for like what I use for like my nails or whatever,
they're fluffy like a pillow.
Yeah, but the one that's in the bottle, it's weird.
Uh-huh.
It's different.
It's like cotton.
It's almost chalky.
Yes,
too.
Had relations with an SOS pad.
Yeah,
and like I won't even look at it. I like open it up. And I'm like, I see you. It's like you walking by the Macarena. You're like, I know where you're at. I'm like, I won't. I'll close it.
Really?
I'm mad
at
it. I am in an irrational fight with medicine cotton balls. Can't you just seal it? And why do you need that in there? I understand it's like to suck the moisture out so your pills aren't all like the crap's
and
not like digesting.
To like protect them, the space?
I don't know. Just stop it. Because like now all my vitamins, like I'm on all these different vitamins or whatever, and they come with the silica, like the little things that are in your stereo or whatever. That keeps the moisture
that
out.
That are in your stereo?
Yeah, isn't that more concerning?
No, it's just something that holds the moisture. It sucks the moisture to it. No, I have one of those in my safe is what's weird.
No, I'm just, did you say in your stereo?
Did you ever open up a stereo and then it's got those things and it says in big, or your TV, it's like, do not eat. It keeps the moisture out of the package. It's like silica gel.
And don't eat them. They taste terrible.
Well, because they look, if you look at them and they break open, they look like fun little things that you would decorate a cake with. But like you don't, I'm not in a fight with silica.
Just the cotton.
I'm just in a fight with cotton balls inside medicine. All right. We've named two things so far. I hope you understand. And you're calling in if you're in an irrational fight with something or what. It's just, don't, you can't be a person. You can't be in an irrational fight with your aunt.
Right. Or right, like not an animal too, right?
If I mean, you have a bit of an irrational fight with deer.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
But it's like.
They're animate.
Yeah. I don't think it has to be inanimate because the Macarena is also animate.
Okay.
It doesn't have consciousness, but anyway, what's your irrational fight? We want to hear it. 303-222-5423. No, that's not just the place you call. You also text there. 303-222-5423.
The aforementioned deer for me, but also for me, I have a couple more. Wind chimes. I've said that before.
That is an irrational fight.
I don't understand wind chimes. I hate them so much. Where do you get off making music for the neighborhood? Eerie, creepy music when it's late at night and the wind is blowing. Like, I couldn't just put my stereo out there, but you can.
Well,
put
no,
your
there's
chimes.
Silica packs over there.
Yeah, can I go? I will go play my xylophone on the deck.
No, but it's just it is soothing because they
all
are
night?
They like are them. Tuned.
They're not soothing. They're creepy.
But can I just jump in on that? Because I've said this recently. I also have an irrational fight with inflatables. Like, I feel about inflatables, like the stupid Mickey Mouse or whatever you have in your front yard. Mm-hmm. I feel the exact same way about those as you feel about wind chimes. So it is irrational.
But I'm forming
a posse to go beat the crap out of them. We've talked about that on
That's the problem. I can't beat the wind chimes. They just make chimes.
You're
they
right.
just make noise.
Just make more noise.
I have to just
we
ignore
need to
them.
Sock party them. Like grab them in a towel and just beat them.
We were visiting my wife's aunt recently, and she's like, oh, come out to the back deck. And she's like, look at my wind chime collection.
Nice. Oh my God. Like then they're not in tune with each other.
They were like
unless
50
she bought
of
them all in the same key.
She's blinking them all. Oh, look at this one and this one. And I'm just dying inside.
Oh my God, that had to be the worst.
It was bad.
There was one time.
I had to take a walk.
I am so happy that I have gotten over this. I was in a fight with Costco.
You take it back.
I'm over it though. We're okay. We're good.
What did Costco do to you? They break your leg?
No, that's where I had my first panic attack.
And you blame? See, here's the thing.
Of course, Costco.
Yours are totally irrational because like it's all you, and you're blaming the wrong thing. The Macarena is on line one, and we're gonna talk to it next. Hello, it's the Macarena. I don't know what the Macarena sounds like, but it's not happy with Aaron. Right. What's your other one?
The other one is all the little zip tie things anytime you open a kid's toy. Relax. It's in there. Yeah. All right. I get it. It's like every single
but
arm
you're
in of
a,
the action
you're, but
figure.
You're in a, that's not even, it's not only irrational, but it is physical. Because then you get to a point where you're trying to like, it says twist it 14 times and it'll come off and then it doesn't. And then you've got an X-Acto knife and you're bleeding out on the floor.
And you can't get to the medicine because the
cotton
ball's in the way.
You're ripping it and your son's like, save the box. Right. And you're like, it's way too late for that. Relax. It's in there. We get it. We're not going to steal it. We might, but it's good enough.
Because I bet if you get your dream of Buzz Lightyear, that bad boy's in there. I bet he's got so many zip ties on him. All right.
It's not worth it.
If you're in an irrational fight with something sort of not alive, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for you if you have some sort of fight with something that's not exactly real, like your irrational fight. Zoe?
Yay.
What is your irrational fight with?
My irrational fight is with a pickle jar.
One pickle jar in particular, or a brand of pickles?
In this corner.
What? Tell us about the pickle jar fight.
One pickle jar, I was having intense pickle cravings. I had a jar of my favorite pickles, and I could not for the life of me open it. Like, I tried everything. I tried different, like, towels. I used one of those, like, rubber opener things. Like, I could not.
Did you try burping it? I can open anything. You got to just turn it over like you're giving the Heimlich to a baby. And, like, you just, like, whack it on the bottom, and it makes that little thing on the top go, and then you can open it.
You're a little violent, though, with it.
No, you have to be.
You gotta get to the pickles.
When the pickles are there.
Oh, when it comes to the Heimlich, like, he's up on my baby, sir.
No, just, you want the thing out of the thing, right? You want the pickle, you want the blockage out of the baby, you want the pickles out of the jar. Okay, so there you are with a jar of pickles. And
yep, and we haven't gotten to the violent part yet. I didn't know it was called burping, but yes, I turned it upside down. I was banging on it. I was banging on, like counter. I was doing everything, like, and I was the only one home, so there wasn't anyone I could ask for help. And I was just needed those pickles so bad. So I finally, I went to, an area.
No, you didn't.
I smashed it.
You smashed the jar?
And you still ate the pickles with broken glass and all.
That's right. When you want pickles?
My husband walked in to me eating pickles off of the floor.
Oh, my God. That is commitment to the cause.
You just got to burp it, honey.
Not my proudest moment, but, you know.
So you were, wow, that's irrational.
I was pregnant, but
Okay.
Well, still doesn't make it bad. Because now you're a pregnant woman laying in broken glass eating pickles. I feel like your child's going to be
glass.
Taking off.
That's what my husband broken came glass, home sorry. To. He was like, oh, lovely.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad it worked out for you. Thank you. Sue?
Yay!
Irrational fight. What are you fighting with?
On my wedding night, I could not get my dress off.
Oh, and there was more than one of you having a fight.
Oh, it was a fight. We went down. And, you know, I started panicking and I started getting hives, and we had to rip it. We just had to rip it.
Because couldn't you get around the
it was
bustle?
So tight. You don't even know. It was so tight on me even then. And then I was starting to feel suffocated, and we're not getting anywhere. And then I started getting anxious.
And once you get that panic, there's no return. My gosh.
I could not shake it. We just had to rip it.
Although that's got to be the guy's idea. I think, we were just at the reception, and I was like, honey, we're going to have to rip that. We weren't even struggling yet. I'm looking at that.
I'm probably going to rip that off. So you ruined your dress? Ruined it?
I ruined it. I mean, I could bring it to get fixed, and I will. It's, you know, but it's not the same. It's going to be different than the actual dress, but.
Because just the zipper, was there fabric? I know exactly what when you're like.
Yeah.
It was as if the zipper wasn't meant to work. It was as if it was locked.
It was like you weren't supposed to. You weren't supposed to procreate that night.
Yeah, they were right.
Well, and also, I don't want to ask the next question, but sometimes the struggle. The adrenaline
is
might
part
have
of the fun,
huh?
Is part of the fun?
No, I was gonna say it could have a negative effect on the guy.
Oh,
because come on, let's go, and then you're like, now
I'm
you're
tired.
Thinking, you're doing math, how do I get the zipper down? You're just then your blood flow goes somewhere else. You're just your brain's trying to work, and you're like, come on, man, I got the dress off.
Not my brain. It's all night's ruined. I'm thinking.
Took us in another direction for a minute, but then after the relief of getting it off, we were back on track.
You're back on track.
Okay, all right.
Nice. All right. That's lovely. Autumn?
Yay.
Irrational fight. What are you fighting?
I am currently fighting the fried mozzarella sticks at Chili's.
Why? Okay.
That is very specific. Why are we in a fight with those?
Well, I work there, and I'm just scared to try them because I'm afraid that I'm really, really, really going to like them.
Oh. So you don't even know if they're good?
Don't know. Everybody loves them when they come in. And then we get them when they're tossed in the Nashville hot or the honey chipotle, and people die over them. But I just haven't brought myself to try them. I'm so scared.
That is irrational.
I'm
very irrational.
I thought you were going to say, because I used to work at a snack shack. We used to make mozzarella sticks where you fry them, and it's such a fine line, and then they just pop. They're perfect. And then the cheese pops, and it's like, relax.
They're not quite brown enough yet. And you're like, I'm going to give it another pop. And you're like,
And they're like, I'm sorry. I don't usually.
I tried to hold it together for you, man.
I know, it's been a long time.
That is irrational. Camden?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Irrational fight. What are you fighting with?
Well, I stub the toe on the door frame every day because my eyes probably need to be checked.
You stub your toe?
Oh, almost every day. I got big feet.
Hit the middle of the, like, aim for the how do
steel-toed
you...
Steel-toed boots? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Work your way. By the way, Aaron, you don't get to give advice all flippant like that when you're mad at a dance and at Costco.
Hey, I have really big feet. I don't know. That's what he said.
All right. Yeah, I feel like we can work you out of this, Camden, but...
I know. I think my mom needs to check my eyes. I don't know, though.
She used to tape your eyes? Is that what he said?
She needs to check my eyes. Take me to an eye doctor.
Oh, check them. Oh,
check your eyes. Okay, thank you. I'm like, there's your problem. Yeah, so anyway, I wear duct tape over my eyes in the house. Can't figure out why. What? Oh, my God. Adrian.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. What's your irrational fight?
Pretty deep, guys. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So I moved to the state about 10 years ago after having some pretty bad neurosurgery that was botched.
Oh.
And I'm very optimistic with this. Here it goes. Medical marijuana, right?
You're in a fight with medical marijuana?
Yes. The child lock on it.
Oh.
Oh. Mm.
They make it seem easy. Like, I've had friends throw me gummies and go, like, can you open this for me? Because I have guitar hands. And I'm like, I don't understand.
So the irrational fight is, it helps me with spinal pain, some of the forms here. And there's not even euphoria. So it's kind of like, you know, if you're needing to get your relief and you've got your medicine, or if it's in the form of a cartridge, or there's these drinks now as well that I didn't even know about. But when you go to get into them, it is absolutely maddening because...
Can you just open it? Can you have them open it at the store and then just put them in a Ziploc or something?
Sadly, no. I wish. And so as soon as you guys started talking, I thought, if they could see me, it would be... I wish I had video of me.
Okay, we need you... We need a video of you.
Yeah, we'll take the videos.
Yeah, we're coming over for some medical. Monique?
Yes.
What's your irrational fight?
When you go to a baseball game and they do that charge, like, charge, and then they want you to do it, but it doesn't make any sense, so I refuse to do it at a baseball game. That's like at a basketball game or a football game, but not a baseball game. It makes me mad.
Right. So are you? I'm trying to figure out who you're mad at. The cheer, the organist,
people that play that.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
So we're mad at the organist at Coors Field.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Once again, this is your magic moment. Get your phones out.
Mm-hmm. Get your camera open.
Yep, we're giving you that amount of time. You're gonna sing along to the News or Nope theme song.
News. News. No. No.
The Cookie Monster.
News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope, though, is to decide if this is news.
This is news.
Or nope.
Or nope.
All right, now email that video that you just shot.
To the Slacker Show at alice1059.com.
Or... hit us on the socials.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've heard you like to sing along.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Coming in at number one for a sixth straight year, Mariah Carey is back on top.
With that stupid song.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. Hit
from
number
where?
One.
From like downloads from like, we're not playing it. Are we playing it?
No.
No.
Do we play a little Christmas music?
We do not play
not
any.
Not ever?
Nope.
Yeah, we should. Like on Christmas Day?
Nope. We don't do any.
Well, you got to give them a song or two.
Nope.
Then you know what? I'm going to play a song today.
No.
Yes, I am.
No.
Tell me no again.
No.
Here's the thing. I'm still in on Whamageddon.
You won it.
I know I won it, but now I'm playing against people who I don't know.
I've heard it so many times.
Have you really?
Since then. Oh, yeah. I've just let it go.
I'm living free in the world.
It feels great. I hear Wham all the time. I hear Mariah.
You do?
Yeah. Huh.
I don't.
That's weird.
Get in the holiday spirit. No, what's wrong with you?
It's too soon. Yeah. I get in the holiday spirit like the week of. Yeah. That's when you need Christmas spirit. If you're like Dolly Parton, I read, was like listening to Christmas music 12 hours a day. And I mean, she can because she's just got a big amount of joy to fill because she's just such a joyous person.
She gives it out so much.
But yeah. I'm a hard pass.
Wham's Last Christmas is number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a chart that like people were the songs they're most tired of.
Oh.
The Christmas songs they're most tired of. And you know what's number 1? Take a guess.
Jingle Bell Rock?
It's just Jingle Bells. Straight up Jingle Bells.
Ooh.
But Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was like number 8 or something. And I was like, that's a bummer. That's a fun song.
It's a good one.
Just
cover it.
It's not very rockin'.
Yeah.
Neither is Jingle Bell Rock.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for coffee drinkers. It turns out that daily coffee consumption can add up to 2 years of healthy aging. I'm not reading the rest of the story because I feel like there's some bad news in it, and I'm just going to pretend that doesn't
exist. That's what I do.
I'm on my sixth cup of coffee today.
Are you really? Because I saw you frantically searching for an energy drink, and I'm like,
I have it.
Whoa.
No, it's gotten bad. I literally have a cup of coffee and an energy drink every single day.
Aaron, I know, and this is a weird spot to do it because it's supposed to be news or nope, but when I got here today, I needed to find you and ask you a question, so I came in. She had her phone sitting there blaring music, but she wasn't in the room. And there was a coffee and 2 energy drinks on her counter, all open.
At the same time?
Yes!
Oh.
Now, I didn't pick them up to see if one of the energy drinks was gone, but I'm like,
oh wow!
Just leave a fat rail of some drug there. What are you doing? That's really bad for you. Yeah. I know it's not. Okay.
Think about your health. This is coming from us. Good evening.
Good evening.
1 in 5 people plan to give somebody a certain kind of gift this year.
He's doing the tease thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll guess it, though. There's no way.
A certain kind of gift.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5. I would say 4 in 5 give a gift card.
Oh, right? Smart.
Probably
yeah.
pretty high, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know what you like, but here's like, who doesn't shop at like Dick's Sporting Goods or...
It's what the holidays have become. We just swap gift cards amongst everyone.
Do you know any gift cards I have that I have? Like, we all have one that we're supposed to go drop
it,
tag. Any of the tag, like hashtag Los Chingonis. Los Chingonis is right over there. Can we go?
I always forget
the card. We should.
Let's just go and...
Yeah.
We're coming in with 300 hot. if it's not a gift card, booze.
No, it's a kind of gift. This is an unfair tease.
So your tease sucked.
Yeah, it was
we're guessing.
A take a hint holiday gift. Something like deodorant.
Oh God.
For that smelly someone in your life. Something like cookbooks for someone who needs a little help in the kitchen. Mm. Things like that.
What would you guys get me?
Like some of that stress reliever lotion.
CBD lotion or something?
He does enough of that.
Or like lavender.
No. God, no. So that's your thing? You think I need to stress less?
Yeah.
I'd get you maybe water. just tap water, maybe.
I drink more water than you do, I bet. No, you're locked in. But I drink, I drink only water. I don't ever drink a soda.
Me too.
No, I mean, like at night, I have an IV of Maker's
Mark.
What
would you get us?
Yeah.
What's our take a hint
gift?
Aaron, easy, chastity belt. Take a hint. Tiak, I think I'd get you
cookbook, maybe.
No, because like this is a hint, and I don't think you just don't enjoy cooking, so I don't see the point.
What out like? What out like? What? I think I just had a.
Perhaps I'd also get you a membership at Harmony House with your chastity belt.
That fiend is kicking in a bad way.
I think Tiak. I get you like, no, I don't want to get all trippy on you, but like, what would you get him?
Well,
his hint. Like,
I don't want to.
How do we want to correct what's wrong with T.I.?
I don't know.
Because there's not a lot wrong with him.
There's not. And that's why I don't like what I'm going to say, because I don't think it's true, but it's the only thing coming to my mind.
Give it to me.
We don't have time for any more stories. Now it's just this.
Okay.
Well, like, work out something. Workout
DVD.
Oh,
that's your hint for him to make him work
but
out?
But he also wants to, right?
Yeah.
I have the P90X DVDs somewhere. You could fire up the old player.
Do you have a DVD player?
Well,
no. I would that's get you a been- DVD player.
That's what's been holding me back.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Leave it to me to come in and fix the world.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Let's hear it.
Apparently, I just read an article and I'm part of the problem.
Okay.
Apparently, we all, by the way, I don't know what's happened to me, but I'm saying apparently a lot.
A lot.
And it's fine. It just somehow slipped into my speech pattern today. But Erin's doing the thing where every time I say it, she goes, apparently.
Apparently.
She does
which
that.
Which I haven't done since like the beginning of the year when one person said that it was annoying and it like wrecked me.
Yeah, I know. But now you're doing it to me. You've been doing it to me all day. And it's dry.
Because like, you won't stop saying it.
I don't
it.
Know why I'm saying it. But okay. Oh, it's another word for apparently. It appears.
Yeah, there you, yeah.
It seems that we're all blowing our nose wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, are we? I need some help in this.
May we? Can we? Pantomime. Like, if your nose is runny right now, Hack. Okay. What do you? You grab a Kleenex. Mm-hmm. Please, for the love of God, say it's a Kleenex.
Oh yeah.
You're not a hanky person.
No.
Ew.
No.
Are you a farmer blow ever?
Yeah.
No, I've never been able. I've never been able to actually.
Really,
do it. I've
because
tried
you can't lean far enough forward, or what happens if you try?
I don't have enough.
Yeah, there is a lean. Like yeah. No matter how much power you have in your lungs, you got to lean.
You
got to
lean. Yeah.
See, I don't have the power, or really? I don't the lean, the combo. I don't have it enough. But
yeah, I can see you klutzing out and just being just a dunk. You look like when the ghosts come through, and
oh my gosh,
and you're like Venkman laying there. It's like it touched me.
Yeah. No, my what dad gave me.
Remember when he's got ectoplasm? Never mind. It's in Ghostbusters. I'll show you later. That's fine.
My dad gave me his hanky on my wedding day, but I don't carry it with me.
Okay,
but
you do own
oh,
a hanky.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. Okay, so you have your Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
And now go.
I would do two hands.
Okay.
Okay.
I would cover both nostrils and my mouth, kind of, you know, and then I would blow.
No, but how are you going to blow? Deep breath and like go.
Yes. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Get it out.
And you do both nostrils at the same time?
I can't blow it without actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both at the same.
What?
Both at the same. And then you kind of.
That's a bold move, son.
Then you kind of go right to left. And
so you start with like. And you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very good.
All right. Incorrect. Erin.
So I get a tissue as well.
Okay.
Hold it up to my nose.
I grab 200 grade sandpaper.
Okay.
Mine starts with this. Okay, keep going.
It's had to change since I got my nose pierced because it's harder to blow your nose.
So you got to be real gentle on the one side.
On the one side, yeah. My left side.
Oh, I bet there's boogers up in there.
Oh, ugh. So many crusties.
Oh, my God.
So
if you have the one in the septum, they have crusties on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
It's part of having piercings. You got to deal with it. And it gets better, just for the record.
I'm thinking about piercings everywhere and crusties.
Yeah. Those were there too.
Ah! Okay.
Anyways, so I do my left side first because that's the unpierced side.
Smart. So you are doing one side at a time.
Yep. That's good. And then I'm sorry. Yeah. And then I have to be gentle. I have to like go around the piercing to push in that nostril. Okay. And then when I am blowing my right side, I have to be a little more gentle because that's the side of the piercing. Okay. So, and then
give me velocity.
And then I do have to dig in there to get the crusties out.
Dig with?
A tissue, of course. And a Q-tip.
It's still your finger. I just literally put my finger all the way inside my nose. And like, it went farther than I thought because I was leaning for a farmer blow. I don't know what just happened. Okay, but velocity. Are you like what he is? Like you're really trying to get it?
Not that hard. Okay. If it doesn't come out with just like a quick thing, I don't push it.
Oh, no, I'm getting everything out.
Mm-hmm. As much as it pains me to say this, you're close, Erin.
Mm.
What?
With
her crusties and stuff? That still better?
No. You want to look at them?
But if you blow hard, you can literally rupture an eardrum or have an orbital fracture, which means all of a sudden you're like, and your eyes go, like they just fell out of frame.
Okay.
Now, it's rare. I don't want people like driving to go like, oh my God, my eyeballs just fell. But because then you got to cut holes in your cheeks to see out of. Okay. No, that's not.
That's hardcore. That's rock and roll, baby.
That's not the answer. But like they say, one, the best way is a neti pot. But I don't think you could do that.
Yeah.
I've heard terrible things about that, though.
No, because then you're just like putting the water up and down, and then it's just
the
like...
The bidet of the nose.
It is the bidet of the
no,
nose.
No, they're really nice, but I thought that it can actually be bad for you. I don't remember why.
Well, what happens after you do it, then you have to really do a gentle blow. And if you do, like, after you've done it, and if you do the, like, your eardrums just go... I've done the hard blow after the NeelMed, like, up and down, not the pot, but, like, the squeeze bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a Gatorade bottle. It's like what they use in the NFL, but it's just like, right up there. And you're like, gosh. It's like blowing as hard as you blow, except the other way.
Yeah.
So it just goes up one side and down the other. So
it's
your crusties
nice.
No, are just getting
nice,
washed
though.
Out. It's like Niagara. But you can, like, if you're standing in a mirror, which you have to.
See, that is way too hard.
It's so fun to watch all the boogies come sliding out the other side.
But I need it's so nice afterwards.
Oh, it's so clean.
I need it. I can take it on the road, right? I can do it in a gas station bathroom. I'm not bringing a neti pot in.
Well, okay. So then it says just simply to do it slower, one nostril at a time.
One.
So if you're in a gas station bathroom and you hear Hack going... Tackle him.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We need people to call with their impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger the better, the worse the better, the more, the less useful the better is when you're just, And I thought I'd tackled it because I think I've said before that if you come to my house and you go, we can be in any room. I'm talking laundry room, living room, kitchen, like any room in my house, and you go, hey, want to play Uno? I have a deck in that room. I have a deck of Uno cards in that room because it's always on the impulse buy shelves at Target. And I'm standing there like, do I have, were we missing it? And I buy another. Yeah, I just buy it.
Really?
Yes.
Do you ever play Uno? I didn't.
All my family used to love Uno. We had to stop because Mia just slaughters us.
Really?
She's so good at Uno. It's maddening. And she saves her like wild draw four for the last card. So you're like, I think she has a yellow. And like nobody play yellow. Nobody play. And then she's like, boom. She's out no matter what. It's awful. Wow. She's
a good
worst.
Strategy.
Yeah, I like impulse buys because you are susceptible to them. And then I usually reap the benefits because I get the old thing.
Yes.
It's passed down true. To me.
I literally walked into Costco. I walk into Costco when they had the grand opening in my hood.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in and I'm like, I love my Blackstone.
Yep.
My Blackstone is one of my favorite appliances. And they're like, here's a newer, bigger Blackstone with air fryers and like a massager and like, and I'm like, what? And they're like, it was like $400. And then I looked it up on Blackstone. It's $1,200.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But it's at Costco for $400.
Okay.
That day.
You had to.
So I text Tiag. I'm like, want a Blackstone? So I just gave him my old one. I didn't need, there was no reason for me to get a Blackstone.
No, not at all. The one you gave me is in
it's a guy. I barely use it a year.
I know. Great. I even thought, so this whole time I thought I had the smaller one because you upgraded the bigger one. You gave me a big one. It's still bigger than most.
They're the same size. I just have crap underneath mine.
But I mean, there's still four burners. Yes. They make some that have two burners. Like,
you didn't get a slouch one. You got a $300 and some Blackstone out of me.
Yeah.
And I let you have my truck to take it.
I know.
I'm waiting to reap the benefits of that. I feel very left out.
Well, hit Costco again. What are you waiting for?
Okay, let me just say why I'm thinking about impulse buys today. And eventually you guys can tell how big a losers you are as well. I went to our little computer store over here, Micro Center, Nerdville.
Oh, yes.
Like, I just went over there for some like a Apple cord, a USB thing. Just needed two little things. It's going to cost me $20-$40. The line is hellacious at Micro Center, especially during the holidays. It's just like, it's awful. So I'm standing there chatting with the dude. We're talking about it. It's like we're going to be here forever. There's end caps of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just chatting about, hey, have you seen this new thing? Have you seen these headphones? Oh, the noise cancel. And this guy points to this and he's like, have you seen this? It has a Spider-Man game on it. And it's got like Batman Arkham.
I'm sorry, what?
And I'm like, what? Because my daughter loves Spider-Man. And it says on the front of it, comes with Batman Arkham.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. So I left there with my $40 purchase, $600 later.
Oh, man. That's an impulse.
Now, this is where the story gets real bad. And no, you can't have the other. I bought the brand new Meta Quest Oculus.
Oh my God.
3.
Okay, now, that's fine. I'm going to come over. I don't need to keep it, but I'm coming over and I'm playing it.
What makes this story important is I've also impulse bought the Meta Quest 1 and stop me if you know what the next one's going to be, the Meta Quest 2. I now have 3 VR helmets at my house.
Wow. And I can't have one? Come on.
No, he needs them in every room.
I'm tight. You can play Uno or Batman. Dude, what?
Wow.
I want to hate you for it, but I would probably do the same thing.
Can you at least link them together? Or are they...
There are games apparently now where you can do multiplayer. So like Noah could be...
Yeah, we played the squirrel one together.
Well, that's multiplayer. Like you're in the goggles and other people are on their phones.
Oh,
but this is like multiplayer. Actual. We're all in the goggles.
Wow. I like just watching people do the VR. There's great videos on the internet I would highly recommend of people just running into walls.
Well, we still need to go to the sandbox because that's the VR room thing.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that. But then I'll probably just buy the franchise. I don't know if it's tonight. Oh, my God. Someday very soon, like the other thing that comes with the VR, I swear to God, we're going to get to your impulse buys. Sometimes, like Post Malone did a concert and they just set one of the VR cameras there. Mm. Cardi B is doing a concert on the VR in the next couple days.
Wow.
So, if anybody wants to watch Cardi B from the front row, she like stands right in front of the thing. You're like looking up at her, like right there. Like you're in where the security guards are.
That's cool.
So,
all right.
Anyway, I just dropped $600 on something I don't even need. I didn't even plug it in when I got home.
Oh, no. You played Uno again? Some of those decks have to be missing guards.
All right. If you've done something stupid on an impulse, we want to hear about your impulse buys. 303-222-5423. That's where you text. That's where you call. That's where you win the tickets.
For me, it's always shoes. And I've run into this weird phenomenon. This just happened recently where I'm out and I'm at the store and I see shoes and I buy them because they look awesome. And then when I get home and I'm showing them to my wife, they don't look awesome anymore. And
They're not as cool.
Yeah. Like, what is that? What? And then I'm explaining like,
because you're in the moment. It's the impulse.
Yeah. Like, don't you see the cream laces? And she's like,
it's a dopamine.
Yeah.
Your dopamines are like, look at that. That's a color of yellow or cream that I don't have.
Right. It's just all there. And then you're like, I have like 6 pairs of these shoes. Why did I buy these?
Like, has she ever threatened the D word or no?
No.
Donate.
Divorce.
But, oh. Okay.
Oh, donate. Which is worse?
For Diak, I'm pretty sure he'd sign one set of paperwork before the other.
Shoes in every room.
Oh my God. That's so weird. She doesn't get mad?
She gets concerned, which is kind of worse. She gets a little like, I don't get. And she's just honest. She's like, I like those. And some, she's just like, I don't get those. And then it makes me feel weird. I'm like, I don't want to wear them now if I know you don't like them.
So then it's an impulse buy that does nobody any good.
I know. And it's just, I need to learn my lesson sometime. One of these dimes, I'll learn it.
Aaron?
One of these impulse buys.
Are you going to be a loser? Like us? Like me?
I mean, yeah.
What have you bought?
Well, it's being delivered, I think, tomorrow.
What did you do?
Well, do you guys know what the Dyson Airwrap is?
Is that the hair dryer?
The hair, yeah,
and it's like $500.
It's so much money they have at a Costco.
Okay, so they do, and like I've refused to spend that amount of money on it.
Yeah, but it's a great hair dryer, I'm told.
But also another like another vacuum company, which is very odd that they're making hair dryers.
Shark
has one.
Yeah.
And so I bought that.
Oh, it's not gonna be as good as a Dyson.
I think it's
it's not.
I think it's the same.
Do I have any hair?
No.
I've looked at that hair dryer.
I know.
Because I just want, I'm like, hey, Mia, will you come in here and just dry your hair in front of me? Like, it's such a stupid amount of money, but it looks so dope.
I know, and I still want it. So we'll see how
this
shark...
fan with the, like, oh,
those
the big,
cool.
like, ah.
The open fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, well, how's it doing that?
Impulse buy. Dyson is impulse buy. Because they just set them in Costco when you're already like, ah, dopamine.
Even
hit.
The vacuums, like,
yeah. I've almost bought the little Dyson Slim.
They're like, so not, do it.
I've already had one.
They all suck.
Okay.
Somebody on the online said they got.
Do they not?
They got hammered. I'm ignoring it. And they ordered bagpipes. That's what we're looking. So we're looking for, we're looking for 2 tracks on Impulse Buy. Stupid. Like bagpipes and you don't even play bagpipes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
learn.
Like big. Like I've heard of guys, they were like, this has happened to somebody I know. They took their car in for service. And while their car is being serviced at the dealer, they're like, what's that? And they're like, that's the new BMW 7 whatever. And they're like, they come home and the wife's like, oh, a loner? It's like,
No, I just bought it.
That's my father-in-law has shown up with motorcycles, with cars. Oh, yeah.
Impulse buying a car is
on the side of the road. You see a sign for sale.
I had to have it.
Got to talk to the guy at least. See what
that
kind of deal.
Is donation.
Car
right
in
there.
Every room.
Yeah.
Divorce.
Oh.
One of them. All right. If you've done a crazy impulse buy, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So the texts are coming in, and apparently I have a problem. I impulse buy, like, if you want me to buy something, just be in the parking lot at 7 o'clock when I walk out of here, and I'll buy it.
Have you ever bought anything from the back of a car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I am impulse buy king. I bought an Oculus last night, and I already have two. Yeah. What is wrong?
What do you need out of someone's car? I don't know.
Shoes.
Okay. Done it. Connor?
Yay.
Impulse buy, what'd you do? Make me feel better about my life.
Let me tell you. I'm going to go on the stupid category here. I was at a charity event, you know, acting like a big dog. I was with my girlfriend, company event. And we're bidding. You know, the rules are, at the beginning, if you bid and you lose, you don't win the prize.
Correct.
Right.
Then about at the end, they had two items, and I was, you know, a little blitzed, had a couple beverages.
Yep.
And they changed the rules for the last two items, but I missed it. And apparently, when you raised your paddle, whether or not you won the item or not, you were making a donation. So we're bidding on an Avalanche jersey.
Oh, no.
And
wait, so
I'm raising my paddle because I'm at the table with my girlfriend's company, and I'm big dog. You know, I've got the money.
Oh, my God, Connor.
You want that jersey.
I work the paddle in this relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
So oh, that's kind of hot.
Raising
Say that again.
Raising it. I did not win the signed Avalanche jersey, and then come the day after, not only are we hung over, but we get an email for an $800 bill.
For raising your paddle.
For raising my paddle.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for your donation.
Was a donation.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's... I got the jersey, but I didn't want it. I was at a charity auction thing, and Carlos Gonzalez from the Rockies was there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He had a signed cargo, and he was auctioning it. And it was like, let's start the bidding at like $500 and nobody. And they're like $400 and nobody. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, I jumped in. I'm like, four. And I'm like, because then it's like you just get the room going.
Get
like,
going, yeah.
$400
yeah,
once.
Exactly.
And I was like, So I have Travis, I'll get you my signed cargo jersey. That feels weird. Travis?
Yo.
Impulse buys, what'd you do?
Oh my gosh, I buy New Balance shoes, like they're going out of style, and they had a collaboration with Roland, the drum machine maker, the 808s.
Roland.
Yeah, they just came out again.
Yeah.
And I bought like eight pairs, so I couldn't help myself. And now I can't even put anything
you
in
You have
closet,
eight
so.
Pair of Roland New Balance shoes?
Yes, and then I have like 100 other New Balance and New Balance skate shoes. I just can't like...
Hold on, I gotta defer to my sneaker
expert. Wait, I like these shoes.
Because they look like an 808 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like the 808 drum machine. They're so
No, I know
cool.
the 808, man. That's hip hop is like built on the 808.
Yeah.
But
yes, exactly.
I got to ask Tiak, I believe in Nike people. I believe in Jordan people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a New Balance.
There are New Balance people. Uh-huh.
There are?
Yeah. And New Balance
is like nurse shoes, isn't it?
They used to be. They've had a lot of collaboration. They've been up in their game a
Hold
lot.
Hold on. So it's not just for
They're
people
cool
who are on their feet? It's like for...
It all started... with like a Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson interview. So Snoop Dogg is interviewing Mike Tyson, and he's like, what are the best shoes on the planet? And Mike Tyson says New Balance. And from that day on, I don't know
think that's the way you said it.
I have a pair. I have one pair.
I'm going to check out the 808 shoes, though.
They're not those. Boring pair.
Thank you, Travis. Dude, I didn't think...
Oh,
I think
back.
People impulse
oh, yeah.
bought anything but Nike.
Uh-huh. And they all have a number. All the New Balance shoes are like the 975, and they all know the numbers. I don't know them as well.
Okay,
I'm not into that side of the sneaker world.
Angie?
Yeah,
what's your impulse buy?
So I've been eyeballing the Ms. Pac-Man at Costco for weeks.
No.
And then I get in my car one day. Yeah, I get in my car and Slacker's like, I gotta buy it.
No, you didn't. Do not blame me. That's not my fault.
It's your fault.
It's totally your fault.
How's that my fault?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the operator of record at this station.
No, you bought it.
You made the right argument. You were like, I don't even remember what the argument was, but I was like, all right, I got to just buy it. I think I've played it twice.
No!
We'll come over.
Because it has other games on it, right? It's got like Galaga and other crap on it, I think.
Yeah. And I built it on like my one level on my house, and it's too heavy to move upstairs.
Oh no.
So you can't take it apart.
No.
No, me and Tiak will come, and Aaron will play it.
Oh, okay.
While we're carrying it down the stairs. We'll have an extension into it.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're going to, yeah.
Yeah, we'll help you out. You're responsible.
No, I need somebody who's actually strong to come and help. Thank you, Angie. That cannot be my fault. How's that my fault?
You were like the final.
You made it sound so appealing, yeah.
Yeah. And I just said,
but it saved you from buying it here.
No, because now that she said it, I'm probably going to buy it on my way home. Because I got my check from Costco. Because you get your year-end check.
What?
Like if you're an executive member, if they give you 10% back.
Oh.
So I have like this pretty hefty check that you have to spend at Costco again. And they know that you're going to go in and spend more than that check.
I see. Interesting.
And I think the Pac-Man game's more than my check.
Price just went up.
Megan?
Yay.
Impulse buys. What'd you do?
Went into my mom's room with my laptop and 5 minutes later convinced her to impulsively buy an entire Disneyland vacation.
Why?
I love that.
What's in your mom's room to make
Yeah,
you?
What the heck? Wait, why there?
It's a weird spot.
Well, that's where she was.
Oh, and she was just like, we shall all go to Disney.
Convincing.
And you just did it. How much was that?
Oh, God, with flights, maybe like $2,000.
Jesus.
Maybe a little more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you're not off the hook because every ride ends in a gift shop.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just buy.
Yeah.
None of that stuff counts when you're on vacation.
Exactly.
Still counts.
It doesn't.
Amex
it's
still
like,
goes.
It's like the Costco check.
No. Oh, my God, Megan. Justin?
Yay.
Impulse buy. What'd you do?
Impulse bought four dogs.
Four?
What kind? Like puppy dog? Like expensive dogs?
Miniature Aussie was $1,600. Miniature Dachshund was like $800.
Four, $2,400.
Habichon. I don't know if you know what that is. That's a mop dog.
How much was that?
That was probably $1,200.
Okay, so we're
okay. All those miniatures. It's a better deal to buy in bulk, actually.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. That was too aggressive.
It was way too aggressive, right?
That was shocking.
You don't go to the same clubs as I do. So Hawk Tua was one of this year's most searched slang words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe that. Definitely.
But if let's say you're a boomer and you don't know what it is.
Yeah, let's say you're a boomer.
I am not a boomer. Let's say
do
you're
do you know what it is?
Of course I do. Oh my God.
Hawk Tua?
Yes.
All right.
I know what it
all
is
right, all right.
From more angles than we can talk about right now. But I saw her. She's riding her 15 minutes into. She made a ton of money off of
merch. I think she has her own podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Talk Tua is her podcast.
Yeah. That's cute. I like that.
That's completely cute.
I think she's really cute too. I know she's been kind of in. She had like a weird thing going on. Like a Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency type of thing.
Oh, she did?
That like went bad and so people are mad at her. But other than that I don't know much about. It's like I think she donates a lot of money to the animal shelters and she seems like a sweet person who just happened to go viral in like an embarrassing moment.
You already know the answer to this, so it's not fair. But like, I wish I could get the phone lines full of boomers and go, ready? It's spelling bee time. Spell Hawk Tua. How do you Google it if you don't know what it is, and how do you know how to spell it? Because I might go H-O-C-K if I'm a boomer.
That's fine. I feel like you would still get the answer.
Get you there. And then Tua?
Google's like, we know what you mean.
We saw her.
Yeah, you click around enough on the internet, you'll get to it whether you're searching for it or not.
It's sad how fast you can get some places. Because like my son, when he was like 9 years old, looked up butt. And within three clicks, it was two girls in the shower on the hub.
Wow.
That's...
And he happened to be on an iPad that didn't have restrictions on it.
And you said, hand that over. I'm going to watch it.
I would not go through
I would think butt would be one of the most searched terms every year.
When a little kid's
reigning like, favorite.
But it's because it's funny.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
For
okay.
a kid, he's not looking for butts. He's just like,
not like
butt.
That. Yeah.
Ooh, look at butt. Ah! What's he gonna say? Where you poop from?
What else? What else is on the list?
So, of the 2024 most searched slang words, I have the list.
Yeah, you took ours.
I did take them away from you. Erin's got a computer in front of her, and I'm afraid she's pulled up the document that I have.
Nope.
So I'm just going to jump around because you've already, in fact, Erin, most of this is going to be at you because you're like, boomer.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll do well on this. I'm nervous. We'll see.
I'm going to start kind of at a lower searched word, but it's still significantly searched. Katz, K-A-T-Z.
I know them from the gluten-free brand. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
No idea.
Neither one of you young whippersnappers.
No, that was the musical.
It's a delicious gluten-free brand.
Wasn't Taylor Swift in the Cats musical? And then
that wasn't K-A-T-Z.
But then they buried. They were like, oh, no, never mind.
While we're waiting, text in to 303-222-54. You wanted to look. You just looked towards your computer.
He did. Don't. He opened up Google.
Stop. Okay. All right,
text in to 303-222-5423 and see if you know what Cats means. Did you look?
No.
Stop looking down then. You don't get to break my gaze until we're done. I know it's hard. It's a term for anything enjoyable, fun, or pleasing. And it can also mean yes.
I've never heard that in my life.
Okay.
I'm in a little bit of trouble here, and I didn't realize it until I got here, because some of the words, I don't even know how to pronounce them. But okay, schmaltz.
Schmaltz?
S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z, one of 2024's most searched slang words.
What's schmaltz. The origin?
It's not a spelling bee. You don't have to. I spelled it. You got to say what it is. Neither one of you know what schmaltz is.
No, I don't know.
The textures are smarter than you guys.
They have kids. Well, sorry, Tiag.
You are a kid.
I know, but like I learned.
You never heard schmaltz?
No.
We speak proper English in my household.
No, you do not. It refers to excessive sentimentality or melodrama.
Again, I've never heard that in my life.
Okay. You really haven't?
No.
All right. I'm going to get to some of the ones that are more obvious, but I know how to say this one. Sobriquet? Sobriquet? S-O-B-R-I-Q-U-E-T.
Hold on. I'm writing that one down. Spell it again.
S-O-B-R-I-Q-U-E-T. Now, this one's in the hundreds of thousands of searches, so it's like, this one's bigger. Sobriquet.
That... I mean, autocorrect saw it as a real word, so I don't know.
No idea. I don't even know how to say it.
I thought this was going to be mildly entertaining to show the generation gap, but you guys are like, I've never heard of it.
This is a generation beneath us. We're too old.
No, it's not. But I guess, what it is me, and now it appears you, heard these words and then went and tried to figure out what they were. Because that's why they're the most searched. That one just means a nickname or descriptive name given to a person or thing. So some of these are stupid. But it's like, that's what drives me nuts. Like, you guys invent words for things that have words. It's like, oh, what's your sobriquet? You mean nickname? Why don't you just say nickname? And I'm sure I'm saying sobriquet wrong. Like, I don't care. Or sobriquet. Hawk-tua, we already said.
Yes, I know that one.
Got it.
Yeah, we're on the board.
Skibbity.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
I've heard that one, but I'm not
heard it.
I've
That's
heard it.
Not the question.
I've heard it.
I've heard it too.
I've seen it.
I've heard people go skibbity. And it's like, do you know what a fun thing to do? Your kids are too young. I saw a video of like a dad who was pretending to be on a business call, and he was just like, and his daughter's in the seat, and he's like, oh man, no, that's fire. No, skibbity. No cap. And he just kept saying, and the daughter's like, what are you doing? Stop saying my words. Because it was just, but he was using them correctly. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. I guess I've never heard skibbity used in like.
So you don't, you just.
No. Like if there's a new meaning to it, then I don't know what that is. But I obviously know of skibbity toilet and like. Yeah.
But say it right. Now I'm going to allow you to Google skibbity.
Okay.
Because this isn't right. I think skibbity's like, it's like a suspect kind of thing. It's like sus a little bit. Because this says it's just...
Either a joke or cool, bad, or dumb.
Okay, that's the other thing.
It can't be cool, bad, or dumb.
That's what it says.
Okay. I don't... Yeah, I've never...
Or you said a toilet?
Or a skibbity toilet. That was the first... That's what made it a thing. That was
what's a skibbity toilet,
dude? Those videos are wild.
What is it? You're not saying what it is. Give more information.
It's a head out of a toilet, and it's like chasing
a
you.
A human head?
Yeah, and it's chasing you.
I don't know that. Try to limit the screen time.
We're going up the list, and there's only two more searched words than skibbity.
Oh.
And so far, you guys have gotten zero. You've heard
We've
of skibbity.
We've gotten two. Hoctua.
Okay. And you didn't get skibbity.
Skibbity's a half.
You didn't know. Yeah. You didn't know the one toilets. You got zero okay. on that one. Sigma.
Yes.
I know you've heard of it. Do you know what it means?
No, I always get it confused because isn't it kind of like alpha? There's alpha and sigma is, but there's alpha and beta male. What's sigma? I don't know. I couldn't use it right.
I don't know it in the
it's
new.
It's related to those, right?
You're on to something, but you're dumb still.
Okay. Skibbity.
You don't just get to throw out.
Skibbity toilet.
No.
Octua.
No.
This is cats, bro.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's a lone wolf who operates outside traditional social hierarchies.
Okay. All right.
Now, this one's already a word, as some of these are. Like, sigma is a... was that Greek? Is that part of the Greek
alphabet? Yeah. Just like alpha. It's See, that's actually very intelligent to know about Greek.
No, it's not. The point of this is
you
to
learn
know...
that from like frat bros.
Yeah, this is we're supposed to know the young kids' slang.
Okay.
The good news is none of them are listening right now. They're watching heads come out of toilets. You got to say your name.
Yeah.
Like this is gonna be like Family Feud style. We got to like buzz him. You got to go Aaron or Tia. Or you can just say T, okay?
Okay.
You can say E if you want. It's for all the points in the world.
Ooh.
Demure.
E. So mindful, so demure. See how I'm all dressed up. My makeup is light
You're
for
saying
work.
What the person said in the video. You're
so
not
mindful.
Saying what it means. What does demure mean in terms of slang?
It's like understated. It's classy. It's elegant.
Something so like, mindful, so demure.
Yeah,
T-Hack gets the point. It's reserved.
Skibbity. Mod-
I couldn't even remember T to buzz in.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am here once again.
No, I do have a list. You have your phone out. You're looking.
He has a list.
He has a list.
It's not a list. It's a controversial ranking
of
things.
Okay. I'm going to do a couple things real quick. Number one. This is the first list under the new regime of the new text number.
Okay.
So in the last times, if you have the old short code, which has a 5 and then our frequency in it and whatever, forget that. If you want to text us, you text the same number you would call, which is 303-222-5423. You know, I'm doing that without the sign here. Where'd our signs go?
Yeah, I
moved them to the side because,
So anyway, text us at 303-222-5423. The only thing you're not allowed to text is, yay, T-Hack, more lists like this. Because I'm trying to remember, he did a bear list.
He did a bear list, and then he did a tiger list.
Rankings. They're rankings.
And how do you present the rankings?
From in list form.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So are you correcting me on my... Naming your stupid... Okay.
I'm just trying to get back control of this
okay,
segment.
Okay, this segment. So every once in a while, does this is going to need a theme? It's like rank it with...
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rank it and crank it.
Okay. I don't like that. Okay. That feels weird.
Skank rank. no, that'd be your list.
So far.
I do have that list. Do you want? I'll read mine.
I don't
want
to see it because your number is like... dwarfing mine at this point.
Stop scrolling.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. So this I've ranked the bears. I've ranked tigers. This time not an animal.
Oh.
Not a character. A little different rankings in the spirit of the holiday season. Mm. These are T-Hack's controversial, I'll say it up front, controversial Christmas treat rankings. Treats you have around Christmas time. Coming in at number 10.
You really have to give us time for us to think
I'm
of our own.
I'm processing.
But like Christmas treats. Mm. Like you're saying things like homemade things.
Like sugar cookies.
No, it's me. No.
Sugar cookies, top 3.
Well, I mean,
like the frosted, the ones that you make.
Do you know one of the things I love, and I bet he doesn't have them on the list?
A Yule log.
I don't even know what that is. I don't think I've ever had. Is that like the Swiss roll that they make on the British baking show?
Oh my God, I love that
show. They always make a Swiss roll, and you're like.
I've been thinking about making one.
You'll never be able to fold the cake right.
I've done it.
Like, no, you have not.
I have.
You've made it like not
a
crumble
lemon
while
raspberry.
You're...
Yeah, absolutely.
I just can't eat it because it's all cream in the middle. If you made it with buttercream, I might be able to eat
it. What about just like chocolate frosting? Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's not a cream cheese.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
I'll do it. No joke, I will.
And you'll make it with gluten-free flour.
Yeah.
So you can eat it.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Oh my God, did we just run out
sorry.
Of time? My thing is, and I bet he doesn't have it, and I don't even know if you guys are into it, spice drops.
I don't know what those are.
Ooh, like a, it's kind of like a dot, right? Like a
no,
gummy.
They're yeah, they look, they're dot shaped, but they're like a gum drop. Like a jelly, like, ah.
Okay.
Like they're, and then they're covered in sugar, but they're green and red because they're Christmas.
Ooh.
And the green ones are mint and the red ones are cinnamon. I know.
I've never heard of these.
You.
Ooh, that'd be
spice
good.
Spice drops?
Yeah.
Oh my God, like Brock's or somebody makes them. And like mm-hmm. you have to pay through the nose to get them.
I don't like artificial cinnamon though.
Oh my God, I love like cinnamon bears.
Ugh.
I'll eat a cinnamon bear
no.
right now. They had one at like Dave and Buster's or somewhere, like how you collect the tickets. And it's like yeah. up at the top, it's this huge gummy bear. And I'm like, my kids wanted it. And they're like, it's a cinnamon bear. And they're like, no. And I'm like, ah, I no. earned most of the tickets anyway.
Big red gum, I hate it.
Big red gum
fireball,
is so good.
Fireball, hate it.
Well, Slacker, you're on to something because these are things, a lot of times you would find them like out at a holiday party. That type of Christmas
like
tree.
Oh, dips and chips. And
No, just like treats.
They gotta be
still.
Treats, though.
Treats still, yeah. So coming in at number 10.
Coming in, okay.
Candy canes. They're only on the list because of their staying power. They've been around forever. They're garbage, absolute garbage. But I have, out of respect, I have to put a candy cane at number 10.
I read a stat today that said the bulk of candy canes sold in America are used as decorations and not as food.
I totally see that.
I believe that, too.
You've never been like... in a sitch where you're like, oh my God, that girl totally wants to make out and my breath smells like butt. And like you just down a candy cane.
I guess
real
those
quick.
Like tiny ones.
Yeah, the little
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you just like bite the end
or
off
like
of it.
If you put those in your hot chocolate, really good.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
They're messy. Chops. They're sticky. The wrapper never quite comes
love
off right.
Them. Yeah, love them. And they make the green ones. Have you ever had the green ones? Because they're
yes.
more spearmint than peppermint. They're so good.
They, variety also landed them at number 10. Number 9, sugar plums. Classic.
What is that?
I don't know, but
exactly.
it's in a lot
if
of songs.
If you don't know what it is, you can't put it on your list.
I've crunched the numbers, and it's in
you
a lot of songs.
You can't say you've crunched. Like
it's got to be on the list. Sugar plums, like that's.
I don't
that's
know what
Christmas.
It is though. Is it like an actual? Is it like a prune? Like if it's derivative of a plum, then it's like a prune, and then they roll it in sugar or something.
Yeah, they make it into a plum shape. It's dried fruit, nuts, and spices shaped into a plum, and then rolled in crunchy sugar. They look cute, but like no.
Because it's dried fruit, and it's so it's just not good. I know.
I mean,
I guarantee you, he's got fruitcake on his list because he's like
ooh,
that person.
That and what is that jelly called? That what's his name? Edwin sacrificed his whole family for in Narnia.
What are
he? He sold out his entire family
over
for these
what?
Jellies.
You're making things.
I'm
up.
I'm not.
I don't.
In the Chronicles of Narnia, this dude, the youngest brother.
He sold his
he
family out for
of,
like something pudding or no? It's like
I don't know.
Turkish Delight.
I've never heard of Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, fruitcake, does that make an appearance on your list? Okay,
it does. No, it does not. It does
okay.
not.
Okay.
No fruitcake.
Fruitcake
no,
is terrible. But have you ever had panettone?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, you have to have it. They have it in all the stores and you just walk right past it. It's like, oh, sorry, Aaron can't have it. It's
okay.
like a cake.
Okay.
Like a spongy kind
Ooh.
Of like cake. With fruit chunks in it.
Oh.
But it's really, and it's in a box. It's in like kind of a red box, but they also make yellow boxes. It's really big in Brazil, but they carry it even in King Supers
oh,
now.
Oh, that does look so good.
Panettone is so good, and it's not that sweet. It's like great with like coffee or something. Because
nice.
It doesn't just like crush your soul with sweetness.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's going to be hard for anything with fruit to make my list of... top treats. Sugar plums only made it because of the sugar plum fairies. And
so this list is getting better. So far, you've only named things you absolutely hate.
Yeah. Number 8, gingerbread. Gingerbread men.
Does
gingerbread
anybody,
house.
It's just like candy canes. I don't remember the last time I put gingerbread in my mouth. You don't eat gingerbread. You make
you
crap
build
with it.
With it. Yeah.
You just build with it.
You decorate with it.
Because
yeah.
my kids have always made the thing. And they're like, can we eat it? And you're like, no, God. That was, no. But ginger snap. Oh my God.
Ooh,
I'm
yeah.
going to hijack your list to the point you're not going to get through it. Ginger Snap. Oh my God. Can you have those? You probably can't.
There's some gluten-free.
The ones at Cost Plus World Market.
Ooh.
It's in a red tin. Oh my God. No wonder I'm a fat kid. It's in a red tin and they're only around in the holidays. Again, dip those in coffee. They're like the world's thinnest. It's a little bit like the communion they break in the Catholic Church.
Ooh.
It's like a round and you're like,
and you just put it in.
Oh, it's ginger. Oh, they're the best. I defy you. Text in to 303-222-5423 if there's a better ginger snap than the one I'm describing.
Number 7, best Christmas treat rankings, peppermint bark.
Oh, I do love me some peppermint bark.
A little bark at the holiday
Here's
time.
The problem yeah. with it. Is it dark chocolate on it? That's what I don't like. They're trying to offset the sweet of the peppermint.
No, I like a dark milk chocolate with it.
It's better mm-hmm. with milk yeah. chocolate. I don't think yeah. I've ever seen that. It's always like super yeah. jet black chocolate. It's not that good.
But it only comes around in the holiday. Like, it's
I think you can get it other times. I think Ghirardelli or somebody might make it.
Okay.
What number are you at right now?
Number 6.
I just want you to understand
yeah.
that because you forced me to interrupt this much, we're not going to get through your whole list. Do you want to pause here or do you want to get one more in?
Let me do one more. This is where it starts to get controversial. Number 6, Hershey Kiss. It's not the holidays without the Hershey Kisses. The iconic commercial with the last
with the
guy
bells.
Ringing
you
gotta
the
bell.
Know
how to eat it. What's that?
You got to know how to eat it. If you put it in your mouth and chew, you're an idiot. That's why you don't like
it. You got to melt it a little bit.
You got to melt it in your yeah. mouth.
Well, now they make them with the Grinch wrapper on it too. Very fun. They're
and
festive.
Like the peppermint one, delicious.
And there's a caramel one.
Yeah.
Mm. They've gone a little too far where it's like the white
they have
chocolate's
like sugar
trash.
Cookie or something.
Yeah. Okay. It's like what Reese's did. Hey, Reese's, stay in your lane. You know what you are? You're peanut butter and chocolate. That's it. That's all you are. Stop. In the name of love. We don't need white chocolate. We don't need double thick.
How dare you? The white chocolate are so good.
Yeah,
that
they
is
are.
Your
they are.
Trash.
Added to the list.
White chocolate in general is not
I
good.
I love
Will
white chocolate.
Will Reese's make an appearance on my rankings? Find out.
Oh my God.
Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do not adjust your dial. Does even radio have a dial anymore?
My car does.
A dial?
I guess, isn't that just the, I always thought that was the wheel, the thing you turn. Don't you turn the dial?
I guess, I don't know if
my car has like presets. He's like, dirt, dirt, dirt.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you hit scan forward. I don't even hit scan. Like in the Tesla, like it just pulls up all the radio stations like apps on your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is like,
that
boom,
is cool.
There's
yeah.
like, there's Alice, there's KS107.5, there's 99.5 yeah. The Mountain. And that's all the radio stations there are.
That's all I get, yeah. too. Mine still has a hand crank on the
top. I mean, 99.5 The Mountain's trash, especially in the afternoons. KS is not real good in the afternoon either. You got to keep it here during that time. Anyway, don't adjust that dial. If you were listening earlier to TX, yet another one of his
list.
Skank ranks. Like the
oh
we got to come up with a better name
Controversial
for
rankings is what I say.
That doesn't have any alliteration or rhyme.
But skank rank, what is...
I don't know, because you're kind of a... Okay. He's
yeah,
going,
finally, someone else.
He's going through the best holiday treats. Do you want to do a lightning round
sure.
of the top, bottom 5?
Yep, number 10 was candy canes. Coming in at number 9, sugar plums. 8 was gingerbread. You can't have the holidays without any of those 3. Then 7, peppermint bark.
Okay, first off, I have to... You've never had sugar plums. I've never had them. Aaron's never had them. So you can't say something stupid like that and expect me not to interrupt. Can't have the holidays without it. You've never had it.
The sugar plum fairies.
I understand.
They'd be nothing. They'd just be fairies. It wouldn't be a Christmas.
Yeah, I know, but you're just saying things. You can't say can't have the holidays. Have you had any holidays in your 30-some years of life?
Yes.
And did
several.
You have them?
No.
Then you can have
but
the holidays.
But they were a part of it because
right,
we read the
so
Nutcracker.
Sugar plum and whatever, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Peppermint bark, Hershey Kisses coming in at number 6. Now we're in the top 5.
We are in the top 5.
This is
and
where
we'll get to the top 5. Coming up. No, go ahead.
This is where it gets very heated. Number 5, the aforementioned, Aaron brought them up.
Mm.
Christmas cookies.
Yeah, those are important. I'm
okay.
Just a Christmas cookie. Number 5, respectable.
Nope. Why not?
Not one of the top 3.
I thought it was going to be top 3.
Okay, first off, what is a Christmas? Like, there's 20 different varieties of Christmas cookies.
No,
what
just
are we talking
like a
about?
Classic.
You're talking about a
sugar cookie?
Cookie
that you frost and leave
yeah,
for
sugar.
Santa.
You either put some sugar on it, the green and red sugar, or you put the hard things to break your teeth.
Oh, the beads.
Yeah, the
yeah.
beads.
Or somewhere like a butter cookie kind of. It's like there's like a sugary buttery.
Like a shortbread almost.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but so okay, shortbread's different. And if shortbread didn't make your list, it doesn't. You want? I already know. Shortbread's not on his list.
It's not.
You want to know why?
Because
you put a thumbprint in the middle and there's fruit. There's like the raspberry shortbread.
Fruit's not on the list. Fruit's not
a
Christmas treat.
Okay, but tell me about your Christmas cookies. Are they frosted or do they have the other crap on it?
We do both. My wife, we frost them with the icing. So it's not frosting, it's icing.
It's like the royal icing?
Yes.
Where it hardens?
What's the difference between...
Yes, exactly. It hardens.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, that's called something different than frosting?
Yeah. Icing, yeah, because some sugar cookies have frosting, and they're like, it's like thick.
Like the
ones you get at King Supers where they don't cook them all the way?
Yeah.
Delicious.
I find that so...
Those like, almost made the list.
My kids would eat a whole box of them, then I was
they're
like, oh,
so
they
good.
Seem so good. I put it in my mouth, I'm like... Oh my God, I'm taking them back. They're not cooked. They didn't. Did you guys forget to bake them? That's so terrible. And sugar cookies, you can cook too long. That's the one thing I don't like.
They get a little crispy. They can, yeah.
And then you're using the icing to like disguise the fact that you ruined it.
No, you're using the icing to decorate.
I know, but if you burn them, then you can hide your mistakes. And like unsuspecting grandma's like, it's like hard and tastes like fire.
Okay. All right, text in your agreement or your disagreement because we're getting into the nitty gritty of it. 303-222-5423. Number four. The Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Put Little Debbie on there.
Dude, they've been around since 1985. I did my research. I crunched the numbers.
Why aren't those in the top three for you?
That's because it's T-Hack.
Exactly. That
Little
should
Debbie
be number one.
Shouldn't even be on the list, dude.
Have you had? It's like a zebra cake, but it's shaped like a Christmas tree.
I don't like any Little Debbie stuff. Oh, let me tell you right now. That's... Okay.
It's an exciting day when they put out the special box and you see, oh, they're going.
Are you what's the other brand?
I don't like either.
Oh, really?
Because here's the thing. I liked them when I was a kid, but now once you've had like real pastries and baked goods, when you eat a Little Debbie thing, I love you guys. I'll do respect. Entenmann's. If they made
that's
that, I'd eat it right now. Entenmann's
that was
is
the brand
dope.
That I talked about.
Entenmann's
that,
is, ugh. But like, Little Debbie's, when you get done, are you going to tell me that you could like gush on your top of your mouth, like rub their tongue across? There's a layer of like.
It's
lard,
or
something that's in the frosting that makes it inedible. Because all I can think about is, as I'm eating this, I'm gonna have that lard taste in my mouth the rest of the day. You can even brush the roof of your mouth. Like,
I've never had just one, so I don't, you just if you never stop,
so you probably have that lard taste in your mouth right now, and it just okay. This is probably why it doesn't get cavities.
Because it's just covered
protected
in
by a layer of whale blubber.
Number three, the best of the best of the best coming in. Yeah, I don't think you can disagree. Hot cocoa.
I can't believe you're putting that on your
What's
list.
Christmas without hot cocoa? That's a Christmas treat, right? No. You make it?
I guess I really only have it around Christmas time.
I don't ever have hot cocoa. I'm a grown-ass man. I have coffee.
What? No, see, I'm a fiend.
You don't have spiked hot cocoa?
No.
I literally had some the other day. It's delightful.
Oh, because you were in the mountains. I don't go to the mountains enough anymore.
See, and I don't drink coffee, but I have hot cocoa all the time. Almost
with
every
marshmallows
day.
In it.
Whipped cream. Yeah, a little squirt in the mouth.
Why don't you just eat marshmallows and whipped cream? It's so gross. Like my daughter pretends to like pumpkin pie, and she just it's a vessel to put whipped cream in her mouth.
Like hot cocoa's actually good. It's a nice warm cup.
It's trash.
Two hand the mug.
I get to feel
all of you again. Like I'm drinking coffee. Like I'm an adult.
Are you a hot cocoa powder water or powder milk?
Powder milk.
Okay.
Nice. Milk, 1000%. Nice. On the
they
stove.
They do make ones that have the powdered milk in it so you can just do hot water.
No, no. In fact, we just started buying the huge thing of powder.
Ooh, shocked. We're all shocked.
So we're not. Yeah, okay. Number two, the best Christmas treat rankings, Reese's Christmas
trees. By the way,
these
are not based on science or, like, I'm sorry I talked over your thing, but, like, he's saying, he makes it sound like these are the best
I did
cookies.
Research.
Well, yeah, but it's like, it's T-Hack's list. This isn't on BuzzFeed. No, if you're, like, Googling, hey, where'd he get that list? It's from his stupid head. Like,
right. I've crunched all the numbers. How many times? I've said that. I've crunched them, and this is what I've come up with.
You're crunching other things, not the numbers.
Yes,
you're crunching
and
the
Little
snacks.
Debbie's don't crunch. I'm sorry. What's number two?
Number two, Reese's Christmas trees.
This is the first thing on the list that you've gotten right. Okay. It might be
this
number
high
one
for you. This high? No, because a little more peanut butter in the middle.
It's just like peanut butter eggs. It's just like
yes. Yeah. Uh huh.
And same with peanut butter pumpkins. They figured it out after the eggs were popular. Like we got to make other shapes.
Right.
Because we're
every
like,
holiday.
We're
yeah.
only selling these in March, yeah. man. We got to like make
the pumpkins
some cash.
Mislead you because on the packaging the pumpkins have little eyes and a mouth cut out, and then you open it and it's smooth.
And it's also more pumpkin shaped. It's just like it's like they dropped an egg twice. To make the little divots
exactly,
in it.
Exactly, yeah. But the tree, oh, pristine.
The tree, unless you've got, I'm just going to say, unless you've got an ace in the hole, the tree is number one.
Yeah.
I honestly can't imagine something better than that. Unless it's, like I make these things with pretzels with a Rolo on top.
Ooh, yeah,
The Rolo melts, and it's just like, and it's like, and you can do the same thing with a kiss, and it just melts, and you can put another piece of pretzel on top. I do the pretzels that are the like square.
The wickets.
They're like square with like, yeah, like looks like a screen or like a window in a gingerbread house.
Very nice.
Anyway,
well,
TX.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Hold on. We got
to. Get ready to text in.
I said spice drops. The number's 303-222-5423.
What about the break and bake like Christmas tree cookies?
That counted as a sugar cookie.
Does it?
If he does that here,
it's not it. That's
he
not
will
it.
Not have a microphone tomorrow. If like
number one, the greatest Christmas treat of all time, red and green M&Ms. The commercials, the
take
holidays, the bowls. Take it away. Every party, there's red and green M&Ms.
It's
what
chocolate? They
what's Christmas without a red and green M&M?
They taste an ounce different. At least the Reese's tastes different than a regular Reese's.
They look different. They play the part. They're festive.
It has the red dye number 5 that's killing us all. And
it's a classic.
All right. Here's
number one.
I would like you have 5 seconds of radio to say goodbye because you are not allowed on this show ever again.
Send all of your red and green M&Ms to 4700 South Syracuse. T-Hack,
bye!
It's been great.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a delivery driver who almost lost his eyeball because it was frozen. I'll connect the dots here in a minute.
I've got a story of, this doesn't actually sound too bad. Mm-hmm. I want it to happen here.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A delivery driver, I guess, a truck driver, whatever, in California.
Hello.
He was like driving his car.
Hey, where is he driving to?
Oh my gosh. And it was like a really big truck. And
it's like one of these kind?
Yeah.
Hey, go.
And it had 30,000 pounds. I can't do that any longer.
30,000 pounds.
Of chocolate.
Ooh.
In the back.
And, well, that's where the truck's here.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Heading to Barker. My order's coming in.
It turns out that there was an issue with the truck.
Oh.
The brakes kind of caught on fire.
Oh, in fuego brake.
Yeah, and so all of the chocolate melted.
No.
Just going across the road.
Oh.
And everyone grabbed marshmallows, graham crackers.
We made
some s'mores.
Oh, no.
No one was hurt. The driver was able to get out, but the cleanup took several hours.
A Hershey Highway.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? Like, you just said it like you're all casual, like you think you're being funny, but you get that that's sort of filthy.
Oh.
Do you know what the Hershey... Do you know what the...
Yeah, there was someone here who used to say it. You used to say it, someone else
no,
used to say it.
No, he said Hershey's...
Is that not what...
He said Hershey...
Yeah.
But that comes from the...
What? He spilled chocolate on the highway.
Nobody said it was Hershey, bud.
Well.
I'm
apologize unreservedly for the filthy mouth on T-Hack. My story comes out of China.
Mm.
Cool.
Hello. a trucker in China was driving with 30,000 pounds. he was a delivery driver, and unfortunately, somewhere along his route, his windshield broke. But like the Amazon drivers here in the U.S., he knew he had to stay on time, so he propped some cardboard up in place of the windshield and continued on his route. But he had to hold his head out the driver's window. I guess it gets cold as snot in China because he froze his eyeball shut. His head was blue from the cold.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
no.
He did not want to fall behind on his deliveries. When he was eventually frozen eyeball guy and blue head guy, he had to call into his headquarters and they're like, oh my God, that sounds terrible. You're fired.
Oh no!
Oh,
what?
No.
Dedication!
Fired frozen eyeball.
Blue head guy. No!
Should have used a sick day.
Yeah, you really should have. I don't have an eyeball highway. I'm not getting over the Hershey Highway thing.
What?
I'm scared to Google it, but I want to know.
Not on a work computer. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.